those little, you mentioned cherry tomatoes. Could you grow cherries here?
I never tried to. I don't know if you could raise those little cherry tomatoes. I don't know anything about them.
And
I don't care a lot for them.
If you bought cherries, what's the hard thing in the center of a cherry?
Well, it's a pit, or okay. Pits they call them inside, in any fruit. We used to buy fruit in can. I always canned some peaches, and
Are there different kinds of peaches?
Oh yes, there's different kinds of peaches.
Okay.
Can't think of the names of them right now, but they're different kinds of peaches.
Some are better for canning.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that thing inside of a peach called? The hard thing.
Well, that's a pit, or the seed, or a pit. We always call them. I don't know whether there's any. It's the same as a seed.
I see.
You know what it would
be. But you call it a pit.
Yeah.
And did anybody ever go out into the mountains to either cut those sort of fungus type things you could eat?
You mean mushroom?
Uh-huh.
I think years ago that there was some mushrooms around, because I know we had a neighbor that they loved mushrooms. You know, I've never liked mushrooms. And now these little ones you buy, my son is great for using those mushrooms. To me, I can't see where they add anything to whatever they're used in.
They don't have much flavor, do they?
Yeah, but they did have mushrooms. And you know, you've got to know what you're getting, because some of those are deadly poison. I've read all that about mushrooms. I don't know really anything about them much, because I never gathered them, I never cooked them, I don't know anything about them. But there is a mushroom that you might find out here that grows wild, like I say, that they can be poisonous too. I'm sure there are. You didn't see too many of them, as I remember, though.
In the old days, how did they used to take care of beef and pork?
Well, it wasn't very easy to do. You know, before you had refrigeration, we always had our own meat, you know, on the ranch. We raised pigs and, of course, beef. We had beef and everything. We never raised sheep, because we weren't in the sheep business. But if you had some fresh meat in the summertime, you wouldn't want too much of it. But you could hang it out in the at night when the flies are gone. And it was cool, and nights are cool. And then get the air, and you could keep it for quite a while, and then in the morning you wanted to get it in and cover or get it away from so the flies couldn't. And or maybe you could hang it in your cellar, like I'm telling you, that was cool.
Did they ever dry it?
No, we didn't dry it. I used to can meat, and it was delicious. I always wish now I had some of it.
did they ever use anything called chip beef or jerky? Maybe you could explain.
Well, we didn't make it ourselves. But yes, I know what it is. You can buy it and seen it and all that. We didn't make that. We did cure hams and bacon, and my husband did that. And we used to have, I often wish I had some of that good ham.
Uh-huh. Now, excuse me, but is chip beef the same as jerky?
I don't believe it is. The chip beef, you know, that you buy, that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cut real thin.
Yeah.
And then the jerky. You can buy jerky that comes in sort of like sticks, you know, and it's real tough. That's all I know, is just what you buy in the stores. I never did any. Wouldn't have the slightest idea how to do that myself. We never did anything of that.
You mentioned that your husband used to take care of the pork.
Yeah.
Was there salt pork?
Well, you salt it. We used to make a brine, and you a salt brine with salt, and you put it in there so long I've forgotten anymore, and then you smoked it. We never had a smokehouse. Some people, they have a smokehouse where they hang it in there and there and build a fire, wood fire, and just let that smolder and cure from that smoke the taste. But we didn't, because when we were, at that time, they had commercial